Picture this. It's the early morning hours of a hot and humid August Monday in Memphis, Tennessee. You wake up, drive to the ballpark, and hop on a bus to the airport just to spend all day traveling to Des Moines, Iowa, of all places. Welcome to Minor League Baseball. I'm Sam McCormick, and this is Major League Mindset, a podcast that dives into the stories and struggles of working your way up through baseball's minor leagues. We'll talk about the not-so-glamorous daily lives of players and staffers alike, grinding their way to their big league dreams. Today, I'm joined by Noah Landau, a member of the St. Louis Cardinals Major League staff. First off, thank you for joining us, Noah. And can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
So my name is Noah Landau. I'm the Major League Video and Technology Specialist for the St. Louis Cardinals. Just finished my first year in the role and was on the minor league side with the organization for the last 2 years, and then on the minor league side for 1 year with the Atlanta Braves.
And what does a typical game day look like for you in your role this year in the major leagues?
That starts, a few days in advance when it comes to the advance process. So I think it's getting, our dugout iPads, our reports ready to kind of be able to explain to our guys, especially, this year I dealt a lot with the hitters. So we'd look at opposing pitching staffs, starters and relievers, and try to get a sense of, how are these guys most likely to attack us and what's going to be our game plan against them? So kind of helping to look into, the process on possible approaches against each reliever and starter, helping to kind of dive in and find pitch tips and, different things that we can kind of use against guys. So that all starts out days in advance. But in terms of like how the day goes, like, that advanced process is just one part of it. You've also got like the player development part of it, which is all of our ball tracking technology that we use. So like hitters will come into the cage and, we'll be able to track exit velo, different biomechanic markers. We'll be able to track the bat with blast sensors. So kind of getting everything set up sort of, whatever the player is looking for that day, being able to pick out a tool from a menu per se of, what can help that guy to kind of measure and ultimately help him to make that adjustment quicker than if he didn't have that tool.
In the major leagues, you have a group of people dedicated to video. Talk about the differences from your job now to your jobs in the minors, where you are essentially working by yourself.
On the minor league side, it's kind of a one-man show in terms of hitting and pitching and, go to a new ballpark and kind of running through the stands and figuring out, where you're going to set up your road cameras. That was always the first thing, right? So get to see plenty of ballparks and concourses and stuff like that, hopping over fences. It's, some of those areas behind, the center field wall, there's some big ladders to kind of get over that center field fence and stuff like that. So, play with your life a little bit and thank your lucky stars. But yeah, it's just kind of all part of it. Again, like you're trying to, specifically with that, like envision, where can I set this up to get the best video angle possible while also not putting this in a spot that is going to be like blocking a fan so that an usher is going to come and move it or something like that.
We talked about how the minor league job is kind of a solo job. But how did you balance the day-to-day grind of the minor leagues while also balancing the highs and lows of wins and losses, the travel, the necessities of your job, as well as life outside of sports? Because life happens.
Exactly. No. I mean, it's staying even keel, not getting too high, not getting too low, but kind of focusing on the things that you can control, specifically within your position. For me, like in my role, it's not my job to get angry and start throwing stuff in the dugout necessarily if stuff's not going right or reprimand a guy, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not, that's not necessarily my spot. My spot is to be there to support the staff and players with whatever their needs are that day. And yeah, just kind of being that constant for them is kind of what it is. So I think obviously, like, you go through things in life. Like, there is, the hours are crazy, the you're working every single day, holidays, all of that. And it's tough because, you know, there is life outside of baseball and stuff that's going on, but it's important, you know, for someone in a support staff type position, for myself, that's player facing, coach facing, and executive facing, to kind of be that constant, you know, voice, constant sort of vibe for everybody in that clubhouse, no matter, you know, if we're playing well, or if we're, you know, we're on a cold streak.
Tell me some of the craziest stories or incidents that you've seen in your time in the minor leagues, whether it's travel, the chaos of a getaway day, or just anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just going back, and you know, you talk about some of the road trips, like, a lot of people don't realize it, but you know, in between, you know, there are some games where, you know, you're sitting on a bus for 12, 14 hours, and you know, you're just played a night game and now on the bus for 12, 14 hours. So, like, we have the off day baked in every week at the minor league level. But a lot of times, like, that off day, especially in AAA, is a travel day. A lot of people would say you don't actually have an off day because, like, it's a travel day slash, like, prepping for the finishing to prep for the upcoming series. I don't know if there's going to be too much that tops the Kaepernick incident. I know that we.
I'm going to cut Noah off here to fill you guys in on the Kaepernick incident. Last season, on a road trip to Gwinnett, the Redbirds equipment trailer lost a tire, and outfielder Matt Kaepernick's bag happened to be right above the tire well. His bag caught fire, leaving massive holes in his jersey. That jersey, holes and all, is hanging proudly in the laundry room of the Redbirds clubhouse today. Now, back to Noah.
We had some situations in Memphis where there would be, you know, a fire alarm would delay the game. You know, it happened multiple times, fire alarms delaying the game for 20, 30 minutes. Pitchers had been warming up and just, you know, not a ideal situation. So we had some interesting things of that sort. But again, you talk about the travel, you know, some days on the road, the meals were, you know, you were getting, you know, guys, especially in, if you're in my role and on a getaway day, like, guys are packing up and, you know, they're taking all the food, and sometimes you're, you know, you got to settle for scraps at the end, because you're out getting all your cameras, trying to rush to pack everything. But yeah, I mean, it's, you'll find out really quickly in a job like this, you know, whether you like baseball or you love to work in it. You'll find out fast, and, like, you need to love to work in it. And love the grind of it, and there are ups and there are downs. But to be able to always focus on the bigger picture and knowing, like, we're getting paid to go out and, you know, help try to win baseball games, like, there really isn't anything cooler than that, in my opinion. You know, especially on the minor league side, like, it is not easy. There are some days that are for sure tougher than others, but again, kind of remembering the bigger picture and taking it for what it is. And when that stuff comes up, just know they're going to be memories for a long time.
That'll do it for this episode of Major League Mindset. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our talk with Major League Video Coordinator Noah Landau. If you'd like, feel free to share this episode with friends and family, and tune into our next episode where we'll talk to Major League starting pitcher Michael McGreevy. Until then, thanks for listening, and so long.